Right. Well, welcome to episode 3 of Barton Means Business. As you can see, we are here at All Things Open in Raleigh. And guess what? We're actually recording together for once. So we're on separate computers, so we get as good a sound as we can here. It's noisy, but we're sitting side by side, which is kind of fun for once.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we're going to have some jittery video this time because we're actually on site somewhere at a conference in Raleigh, North Carolina. So looking forward to doing a quick recap with you about all the amazing things happening at Barton College this week.
Yeah, this is fun to get a chance to sit side by side and talk about what's going on in the Barton world. So let's talk about what has happened this past week.
Well, I will say that we did get new shirts. So there's our new shirts. So the Barton College School of Business and Innovation. So it was really great. They arrived just in time for an event that we'll talk about here in a few minutes. It's nice. We're starting to coalesce as a team at the school, and it really has been great just getting stuff done and being active, working with students, working with alumni, working with our faculty and staff. It's just been terrific.
And I will drop in this great picture of actually you and several of the faculty in those nice shirts.
Well, I guess we'll talk about that first, because it was really neat how it kind of the shirts arrived just in time for us to be a part of the majors fair that we had this past week, where the undergraduate students arrived to learn about what are the possibilities of as they consider what and where they're going to be in life and what to do with their Barton College education. Where we've highlighted our business administration degrees, our sport management, and our healthcare administration programs. The students all kind of walked about our tables and we all had matching shirts. It was actually kind of nice and timely.
Great. So what did you highlight there at the table?
I think the word would be possibilities. And I think that when you're a young person and you're coming into a college, it's all brand new. And you may recall from when we were ourselves undergraduates, that there was just so much coming at you. It was just nice to kind of slow down, come to an event like this, spend an hour talking with the deans, the faculty, the staff about what's the program really about and what can I do with that program? Can I have a career with that program? Can I make money with that program? Will I enjoy that career? And I think that's what really came out of that session. So to the folks that put it together, Ashley Gardner and those folks, wonderful. We had a great time, and probably several hundred students walked by our tables. It was remarkable.
Have we ever talked a little bit about what specific majors you have there at the school?
Yes, and we will. In fact, we'll probably start highlighting them. We'll probably invite some of our faculty to come talk about those programs. But sport management, business administration, healthcare administration, those are our top ones. So we're really excited to share any and all about those things. But we'll probably save those for a future episode.
Sounds great. So what else is going on in the School of Business and Innovation?
Well, one thing that we kind of hinted at before over the past few weeks is that we're going to produce an undergraduate research journal this semester. Now, it'll be a prototype, it'll be a proof of concept, but we're excited to be working with our Honors College at Barton College, as well as some partners outside of Barton College, which I'll kind of keep kind of a lid on for now, so we'll reveal that sometime soon. But we're working with interdisciplinary folks, I'll just say that way, to create an undergraduate research journal. So we're excited about that. And we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. But just know that as you kind of survey research, right, most of it's done by graduate schools, typically R1 graduate schools, that sort of stuff. You don't see a lot of it coming out of private colleges and that sort of thing at the undergraduate level. So we're excited to introduce our students early on to what they could do when they're writing papers. Their papers can turn into a journal paper, for example, and maybe that journal paper can turn into some interesting innovations, interesting inventions, and all at the undergraduate level. So we're trying to get them started early on that process.
That's great. I'm looking forward to talking about that more because there are so many possibilities with a journal and things like that, and we've got some great ideas there. So let's come back to that soon. We've got just a short time, so let's move on to what else is going on. What's next?
Well, one thing I'd like to remind folks is that I think you're going to have a QR code for us. If you want to be a mentor with the School of Business and Innovation, we are moving fast and furious on some of this. Please take a look at wherever the QR code is on the screen and connect with us. We'd like to talk to you about some possibilities. There's so much happening. Regardless of your expertise, if you're interested in helping business students do amazing things, from an amazing School of Business and Innovation, please connect with us here at Barton College.
Yeah, and if you'd like more information about that, go back to last week's episode where we talked a little bit more about the various ways we are looking for help in the school. And there's a lot of different levels that we're looking at as well. And you can refer back to last week where we talked a lot more about that. So what else? I think you wanted to talk a little bit about the curriculum committee.
Just as a passing thing, you know, what's really great about how we're reimagining the role of the dean in a modern college is there's the usual things that deans have done for decades, centuries, probably. You go across the ocean to where the schools have been around for hundreds of years. So Barton's been around for 100 years as well, you know, so it's really kind of cool to see those academic council kinds of things. We call it assembly, faculty assembly, curriculum committee. Those are all part and parcel to delivering, actually creating and delivering really great programs of study for our students. And I got a chance to sit in on some of these last week. It's just really terrific to have people, you know, that devoted, that caring about the whole student, the entire path, the way that they are structuring their programs to develop those engaged critical thinkers that we talked about last time. So very exciting to just be a part of that. I just wanted to say that we had a great curriculum committee meeting last week, and I'm looking forward to all that's ahead for Barton College School of Business and Innovation.
That's wonderful. And let's see, what else is going on? I think you spoke recently here in Raleigh. In addition to us, you know, again, I'm going to flip to everybody that's, you know, going on here. We've got lots of people surrounding us. So this isn't the only time this week that you've been in Raleigh. You spoke last week, right?
It's funny about places like this. Even though I'm not on the docket for this event here at the All Things Open Conference, that doesn't mean that someone won't grab me and have a conversation because I am wearing my Barton shirt, right? So that's part of the reason I do this, just to be seen and be out there and have conversations with great people.
We've already had two conversations today with people about, you know, upcoming things around certifications and let's do some things together. So opportunities are everywhere.
Well, a quick shout out to our meetings coming up next week regarding our data analytics consortium and our consortium for neuro data. This is where everybody kind of connects in Raleigh. We'll have some good guest speakers for those projects as well. So all good stuff happening. But you asked about where I was last week. So I was invited to speak at the Financial Executive Networking Group, or FING, in Raleigh. And it was terrific. I got a chance to be a panelist to talk about the leadership within an organization and, you know, how you navigate change. What was really interesting is that we just started talking about contemporaneous things, about what was going on, topics that are happening in the world right now. And I think that's what a real business person does. They don't talk about the past. They don't talk about, you know, what used to be. They talk about what's happening now, what's happening in their lives, what's happening in their organizations right now. It may be informed by the past. It may be informed by business models of the past. But the reality is people want to know what's going on right now and what they can do to react to change that's going on right now. And it was terrific. I mean, it was just really great to sit and talk with folks about some models. And actually, I introduced a few of my new mnemonics last week. So maybe what we'll do is we'll put together a list of those and share those with this audience as well.
Yeah, that sounds great. And so after that, you went to your business 101 class, right? You did get to go to that?
Yeah. Okay. This is the fun part of being a dean, right? So our dean emeritus, Ron Eggers, and I got to sit in on a business 101 class. Now, for those that may not understand what business 101 is, it's the first class. It's where, you know, we first see our freshmen. It's where we first see our transfers that are interested in business as a career, as a major, as a program of study. So it was really wonderful to see their presentation. So Friday was their presentation day. So this is where Professor Corey got them up on the stage and had them talk about if they were a CEO, if they were a CFO, if they were an HR director, what would they do? How would they react? And how would they present to potential investors? Now, the investors, of course, were students as well. So it was sort of like a mini Shark Tank kind of thing, but it was their first one. It was their first business plans. It was their first pro forma, first everything. And what a fantastic opportunity to see young entrepreneurs at their genesis. So it was really terrific. Ron and I loved it. It was great being part of that. So imagine what it's going to be when we see them as seniors walking across the stage. That'll be great.
Oh, that's wonderful. And let's see, was there anything else that happened this past week that you wanted to cover?
No, I think we're good. Obviously, we're in places like this. This is what we need to be doing. We need to get the Barton name out there. So I'm excited to be out here with thousands of people this week in Raleigh. Obviously, we're on fall break this week, trying to get out and shake hands as much as we can. So I look forward to seeing you next week. We're back in Barton and looking forward to some really interesting things we can share as we roll into the second part of the semester.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here we go. One more glance at all the busyness. Look at
Yeah,
that.
okay.
It got more
There we go.
crowded. Look at that. All right.
Look, there's Becky. There she is.
But thank you everyone for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week, and thanks for tuning in.